You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, things are moving very, very quickly here. Last night I went over to see my parents, and they had just talked to a family member who had gone in to vote, and she's a smart lady, a business lady. She's old as my mom. I'll just leave it at that, close in the family. And she went in to vote for Trump. She's been a Democrat in the past, but voted for Trump the first time and the second time. Held her nose the first time, now gets it all deprogrammed. She loves him. And hundreds of people are told, oh, sorry, the machines aren't working. Just give us your ballots. And then the reports are flooding in all over the country of that happening. And, of course, they've said in Texas, the Secretary of State said 2 weeks ago, oh, we've been ordered by the FBI, the Justice Department, to just let people vote with non-citizen IDs. It's happening all over the nation. Well, now this, Daily Pundit's reporting, Tarrant County, Texas voters report problems with voting machines. People who selected Trump on the screen are seeing Kamala Harris on the printed ballot. And now that they're naming names, it's all happening. So MTG came on Friday and talked about it. It became a huge top story, you know, like 20 million views on my channel alone. And they were threatening to sue her and everything. All she said was, I'm being told this by constituents, and showed what they were telling her. And now it's being reported all over the country in local newspapers. People are confirming it. Dr. Naomi Wolf is our guest. She got cut off by the break getting into solutions. And an example of North Carolina, community coming together, getting their own stories out through the independent media that's the real media, and responding to this asinine claim that Trump's going to use the military to kill people, that Harris and her surrogates are saying Trump needs to come out and say, you're the ones putting out military directives. Why are you putting out military directives for civil unrest and killing people? Trump should be, I love our military. They don't like this. Well, what are you doing? Why are you saying I'm doing it? Because they're telegraphing what's going to happen, and Dr. Wolf's dead on how they're going to trigger it, and then that's their excuse for this uprising that Jamie Raskin's promised. I mean, this is equivalent. It's happened to me a few times. Four or five times, but twice I got hit, twice I got out of the way. You go through a green light, somebody runs it, and you have that split-second moment. Okay, is there a car in front of me? Do I accelerate? Do I slam the brakes on? Oh, too late, boom, you're hit. We're in that moment right now. We know we're in the intersection. They've run the red light. We don't know exactly how it's going to hit us or if we can miss it, but there's this pregnant feeling I have. I don't know how to describe it, of like, it's not even frustration. It's just horrible that people aren't used to tyranny like this in America. For all our problems, we've been relatively free of this since the Civil War to a great extent, of something this magnitude, and now there's no doubt. And then Israel's about to hit Iran, and you've got Ukraine saying they want nukes. I mean, there are those times, Dr. Wolf, as you know in history, and I'm going to shut up and go back to what you're previously saying and then elaborate on this, when everything realigns, and we know we're at that point, not just here but worldwide, and I just don't know how we impress on people that it's going down, and they better get ready. Dr. Wolf.
I mean, you're preaching to the choir. You know, we've both been screaming that this day would come for a couple of decades, and here it is. Just to finish the thought from before the break, you know, North Carolina is an example to us because they refused to freak out. They were hit by a horrible set of circumstances. The federal government, I would say, waged war against them, lethal war, by withholding life-saving support, and they refused to freak out, and they turned to their neighbors to survive. And so they are going to survive. And, you know, the more armed you can be in self-defense, the better off you are, and the more, obviously, I'm saying something we've said a million times, you know, the more you have enough food for 6 months and you have enough water and you know a farmer and you have bullets and you have cash, the better off you'll be, the more you know how to, you know, use a walkie-talkie or a satellite phone, because the grid is going to go down. The more you've printed out your paper assets, don't rely on the banks, because you won't be able to access ATMs. You won't be able to access your bank statements digitally, right? Just give up on anything that isn't analog. and have your plan B in advance. But also, you know, as we were saying, the most important thing you can do is not freak out. I mean, people have lived through, we're babies in a way, historically, in the United States. We've been so blessed. You know, we've barely had any attacks on our homeland. We don't know what it's like to have the kind of instability and absence of the rule of law that we're seeing now in our cities. And we're kind of in shock. But the most important thing is not to give in to shock, because I promise you from my study of history that this is what's going to happen. And my husband's a big influence on me. He was embedded with special forces. You know, they're trained to do to other countries what is being done to us. And one of the things he says a lot is we would go in and make examples. And so one of the things you can expect is that some high profile dissidents, and I hope, you know, you have good security. I know I have good security, but some high profile dissidents early on after the election are going to be framed. And then either our military, who now has a directive saying they can do this, which is completely unconstitutional, or one of these cartels is going to create some very shocking scenes of violence against well-known people. And those shocking scenes of violence will be broadcast everywhere in what's left of the legacy media, or perhaps by then there will be only like government radio, government broadcasts, emergency broadcasts. But you're going to see shocking things, or you're going to see a handful of people who pray outside abortion clinics or, you know, refuse the injection. They're going to have their kids taken away from them. And that will be turned into some gigantic story. And the purpose of that is demoralization, which is a step on the way of subjugating a superpower like ours, right? Any country, one step is demoralization. And then we're going to be in shock. You know, we're going to be unable to process what's happening. That's the danger. That's more dangerous than cartels. That's more dangerous than no electricity. That's more dangerous than even this directive.
And I totally agree with you. And the other big one is, truck bomb blows up black college or some big black gathering blamed on Trump supporters. That'll be the big demonization tactic and say, you're not with them, are you? Just like they provocateur January 6th and then said everybody there for the Trump rally was involved, and it was less than 1/10 of, you know, 1% that even got tricked by the feds to go in. They're going to need something to demonize us, because they're saying Trump's coming with the military to kill you. Trump supporters are going to kill you. It's clearly a pre-scripted. I'm trying to figure out exactly what they put in as that final piece.
Well, it's pre-scripted to allow, I mean, one of the things that's happening, which is so interesting, is that a well-known liberal pundit explained to, I think, Tucker Carlson recently, that if, Mark Halperin, if there is a Trump victory, half the country is going to have a mental health breakdown. And it's not going to be the Trump supporters, right? It's the liberals. It's my former team. They will not be able to process the fact that half the country will have sided with what they're being told is a murderous psychopath and joined into a murderous attack against them. And that's how, you know, my loved ones who are listening to NPR and CNN, they keep slipping into this trauma of perceiving people who support President Trump or RFK Jr. or even are opposed to this regime as murderous. You know, how can you? And that's what they're being told, that, you know, it's this activation of this like reptile brain fear. They really, truly believe that. So you have to recognize that half the population, if there is a Trump victory or not a Trump victory, or the victory is withheld and it all gets litigated and there's chaos, half the country is already traumatized. And so it's very easy. And they did this with Germany too, right? They're going to stab you in the back, those Jews. They're going to, you know, starve your children, those Jews, right? They primed the populace to accept any amount of violence against those people, because they already told the dominant population that those people had a lethal infection.
And then once the tyrant sets a president with a small group, an Alex Jones, which they admit I was the test case for all the lawfare and things, then they expand it out to everybody. So we've all got to hang together. The good news is there is a mass awakening. We have the initiative. I think you agree with that. How do we mitigate this? And how good a chance do you think we have? Because clearly the steel's on. They're trying it again. They're doing the same thing in 2020, but more open. A, do you think we can reverse this? And then what happens if we are able to reverse it? Then they just hand Trump this big disaster, or they still go with the civil unrest while he's president-elect. They've admitted they're going to try to stop that. I mean, this is just, this is the most crazy time of our lives. Folks, you're living right now in epic history. And I think the audience knows that, but I just can't even believe it myself.
No, exactly. But at least you understand it. Other people are reacting, and they keep thinking it'll go back to normal, right? So I guess what I want to say, you know, sometimes I get really tired and I complain to my husband. I'm like, why isn't this over? I think I said that in 2020, 2021. And he said, you know, it's not a battle, it's a war. And he always reminds me the war for independence lasted for years. So the number one thing we have to accept is that this isn't going to be over on November 5th. It's not going to be over at the end of January. There's probably not going to be a timely inauguration. The country is probably going to be in a state of whipped up chaos and subversion. I think you should plan for 6 good months. I think you should plan to be calm and have enough food and have cash for 6 months at least. And here's the way to get through it, because it's not going to be one short sharp shock, Alex. That's not how these people play. They're going to attack and attack and attack and attack and attack. And the only thing we can do is, you know, as Brian says, force them to use up their resources. And the best thing we can do is carry on with peaceful civil society. They want to destabilize us. We can refuse to be destabilized.
And if they cut the web off to the general public, which they say they've already, that's what the kill switch is. It's not to the government and the corporate media. It'll be just everybody else, which they're now admitting. Everybody goes to the universities. Everybody goes to the schools. Everybody goes to the churches. You speak up. And the majority, and I want to get into the book and have you back tomorrow if you want, because I want to do a whole hour on the book, but we will hit the book some too, because it shows how they tried their whole COVID attack. Looked like they were winning at first, went on for a few years. Now it's totally backfired. So that can give people faith, even though they did kill a lot of people and maim a lot. We actually overall have won that. I'll see if you.
We won it.